This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. The U.S. House passed a utility bill yesterday from Republican Representative Gabe Evans. CPR's Caitlin Kim has more.
Evans's bill would require state public utilities to consider reliability when coming up with plans, and that, he believes, will lead to more affordability. Evans says the bill would counteract short-sighted energy policies Democratic states like Colorado have implemented.
If an energy source is reliable and drives down costs, it should be on the table.
His bill's definition of reliable energy source, however, leaves out renewable sources such as wind and solar and puts more emphasis on fuels like natural gas and coal. The bill passed largely along party lines. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A former Fremont County deputy faces charges of excessive force. KRCC's Brianna Heaney has more.
Former deputy Luis Mora Huerta allegedly put an inmate at the county jail in a prohibited chokehold. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation is assisting with the investigation. In a release Thursday, the agency said that Mora Huerta's employment with the sheriff's office has been terminated. He faces charges of official misconduct, official oppression, and harassment. Mora Huerta is currently out on bond and due back in court next week. Brianna Heaney, KRCC News.
And up online right now, Colorado farmers could get some of that federal money announced this week. For that story, come to CPR.org. And why is the cost of living so high in Colorado Springs? That's at KRCC.org. It's 106. This is CPR News and KRCC.